bad, dumb idea. No dumb idea. No dumb idea.
Are there counting bees? All right, Dala, your number is 10.
Is okay. 10.
1, shit. 2, 3, oh, no. 4, 8. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Ooh, I'm sorry. 5 comes after 4. Yeah. Nice try.
Nice.
This in here. Now I need a piece of clothing.
Yeah, you've been doing this whole podcast naked, man. I was about to say.
Yeah,
I know. What should I put on? I should probably grab
just a hat. I think just a hat.
Kind of just donned it.
Just the hat.
Just a hat.
Yeah, okay. You look. Your head looks cold.
Actually, I don't even think I have any.
Oh so. Shit! Well, I guess you know, all gonna be naked for this. I guess
I'm so poor. I'm hatless.
You bought one tire. You put your tire on your head.
Oh, okay. Yeah, true.
Ooh, wait. Okay.
There we go.
For clothing, can it be that like the big wooden barrel with the straps? Can it be one of those?
Ooh, a barrel.
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
A barrel with overalls. With, like, suspenders.
Yeah, suspenders. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, Johnny.
Yeah.
We're going to have you play Snowflame, okay? You know, Snowflame.
Can I be blue? Can I be in a blue costume?
You could be red.
Close enough. I'll take it.
Yeah, he's literally half here as well. Maybe even less, actually. You're gonna be Snowflame, cocaine-based character, you know. And
we did you that favor, we made you red. That's your, you know, we did you one, you gotta do this one now, you know? Okay, what you got in mind, you know?
Something like kind of heinous and like bad?
Again?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot you played like a mentally handicapped person once. Yeah, you're good.
Once? I think more than once. Come on, baby. You didn't see Grease 2? I don't think you were in that movie, to be fair, but...
I think you were in Grease 2.
Yeah, you clearly didn't look into the sped classroom in the background.
Now, okay, John, just... I'm warning you, you're dipping into goofy territory.
But yeah,
oh, I love Dinobots.
Gynobots.
Yeah, Beast Wars is so good.
They're gynecologists robots.
Okay.
Wait a minute. What?
My name is Papschmier.
I'm Optimus Papschmier.
Honestly, if the other option is like male gynecologist, I'm sure a lot of women would prefer that. I feel like you might have a booming business idea on your hands.
They are robots, so they're going to be very meticulous and like, you know, like on the spot. So I would trust.
And like they have
too,
to listen
honestly.
To humans, so like if you tell them something, they're not going to be like, "Nah, you're fine,
Jennifer." It looks like your human vagina is in tip-top shape.
Day drives away.
Why did you give him the voice of, like, a serial killer?
I'm trying to do Optimus Prime. See? Optimus. Yeah. Dala got it.
I did. No, that sounded like a man in a mask be like, Jennifer, your vagina looks play me. Game.
Dude, you sound like Optimus Prime right now.
Good.
Goods all around. And you know what? Who's got the goods? We got the goods. Isn't that is it Arby's? We got the goods?
We got the goods. Well, is that a slogan for something?
I think it actually is.
All right, well, you know what? No dime idea. We got the goods.
New logo.
Well, not logo, slogan. And the song, we got the goods, we got the goods, we got the goods.
We know it.
Bad romance.
Oh. Bad romance.
Classic Dala. Well, yeah, if you're here, you know, it's no dumb idea. You made it.
Your family?
if you're here, your family.
I thought that's where you're going, no honestly.
Would you hear your family? Because we got the goods.
Yeah, what is whack?
That is also incorrect. The correct answer, and this is all according to one specific website, what is sketchy?
Sketchy.
Yeah. So sketchy or sketch when a trick...
Whose dad came up with this radical...
Yeah, who? What one person did you interview for that?
What website? Was it...
It was someone's blog, one person's blog was, that was never visited. What the fuck?
Wait, hold on. It was called surfertoday.com. Surfertoday.com.
Oh my god, come on.
A glossary of skateboarding terms and slang.
Wait, surfer? It's a surfer, though, you said, right?
Nate, you know skaters. You don't.
It's so much funnier this way. Lag 9K. It's so much funnier to do the web.
No, I agree with
Jim
Leader Nate.
Like a random glossary, like a random definition. Oh, it's so much better.
It's so dumb.
Oh, man.
Let me pass it to my wife over here. She let her have a chance to guess.
Now you can phone a friend.
Oh, okay. Can I phone
you? Yes.
All right. What the fuck is the answer?
Dude, I can't talk right now. I'm at a funeral. You always do this.
Shit.
You always call me when I'm at funerals.
I don't...
Sorry, oh, Seth. God. I'll be right there.
Yeah. Oh, Seth. All right. I see. You're with Seth. Is it Paul Rudd's funeral?
Yeah, he's crying. That's how Seth Rogen cries.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's sad.
No,
that's
right.
Is this another
That's
guy from
right.
the orgy?
You fools and orgy lovers think that you had me figured out. But I knew you were coming.
That right
you
there.
Call,
yeah.
You
That's
call
the
yourselves
point of an orgy.
Fighters and heroes. Well, I'm something of a fighter myself. And
you.
Out of the gloom...
Oh my
god. The curtain's
god.
Gonna fall, and you
it's
see
a
large
ball.
Spherical body
it's a soccer ball.
Hovering forward. As you
yeah.
see a grotesque face
That's super cool.
engraven upon it that is able to move and speak with large, jagged teeth. It is Defoe.
What?
Tower of
nice.
Defoe, my god.
And we went up a
Son
lighthouse.
Of a bitch. If I had my drones on me, I'd send a drone strike right at you right now, Willem Dafoe.
2024's independent candidate debates. I am your presenter, Anderson Pooper, and I will be asking all the questions here and abruptly cutting off people who say things I don't like. Now, luckily we have lovely candidates who are going to be answering questions today and letting everybody get to know really where they stand on very important issues. So I'd like to go to our first candidate, which is Cheese McGriddle.
Oh, yes! Thank you! I am Cheese McGriddle. I come from New Hampshire, and I am here to let the world know that we can be living a better life. One where everyone gets mandatory buckets of gruel delivered to their
like
doorstep
that.
Every day. And it's gruel I make myself in my basement.
Thank you so much, Cheese McGriddle. Yeah, thank you so much. That was a beautiful opening statement. Let's go to candidate number two. Can you please speak your name, candidate number two, and tell us a little bit about you?
Hi, hello. My name is Clint Torres, you know, presidential candidate Torres. I will say I am a Leo. I know. People, you know, always ask. But just my name. Sorry, what was the question again?
Oh, just opening statement, if you'd like to say anything that the country should know about you, sir.
Well, I will say I am hard to find. But I'm always there for you Americans. I'll be there to stimulate every single one of you, whether you're rich and poor
or
your nationality or your creed. Thank you.
Yeah, so what a great statement. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Torres. I hear you have quite the stimulus package. So we're going to move on to candidate number three. Candidate number three, would you like to say a few words in an opening statement and tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Is he talking to me? Is the hamburger man talking to me?
Yes. I, Anderson Pooper, am talking to you, sir.
Oh, the man made of butts. Yes, okay, my name is Derek Washington. I am 98 years old. I am the great-grandson of George Washington. Let's see. I'm a Leo.
Wow, everyone's a Leo.
Two Leos.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Congressman, I believe you should fix all the goddamn potholes in my city, because every time I drive through, I hit a hole in my car, and I hit my head on the wheel. And it's so short, I can't see over the wheel, so I hit my head on it, and
we're gonna cut you off there. Thank you so much, Mr. Washington. Mr. Washington, running on the bold platform of Fix My Potholes. He looks like he's gay. He has a special connection to classical music.
I skip a little bit of everything in between. I read some stuff about he does something to a skyscraper? Question mark.
He puts it in his ass. Yeah.
He puts a skyscraper in his ass. I'm going to put the skyscraper in my ass.
For my next disasterly
feet. Going to disappear.
Yeah. I'm going to steal this skyscraper up my butt.
In my ass. Yeah.
See, but the way he does it, everyone's like, dude, this guy's not going to do it. There's no way. To the point where everyone's like the president's there. He's like, let's see this.
No, wait, hold on. I want to see what he's about to do.
So Groot.
Yo, check this shit out.
Okay, check this out. And like he's like spread eagle. But then he shoots a shrink ray at the thing, so that's like the size of an ant. And then he puts it in his ass, and then he gets in a jet and fucking springs away.
And they're like, oh my god, he's done it.
Shrink ray. What? Fuck. He's so evil. Okay.
Wait, is that what Drew does or Gru?
That's what Drew does. Drew's got a skyscraper in his ass.
I think that's how Gru defeats him, is that he hits him with an enlarging ray to enlarge the skyscraper in his ass.
The skyscraper.
Yeah.
So you didn't count on this, brother?
Yep.
Let's see. But it makes him, like, propel. So it's, like, since it's, like, a pointed skyscraper, it just shoots him out so he, like, kind of propels, like, a jet.
Into space
because at the end I've gotten written right here, you know, Gru's conflicted. He's like, oh, I love my brother, but he's, you know, he's being too evil. He's being a genuine fucking dick.
Give me the Coen brothers.
Okay. So we got the Coen brothers right in the sci-fi fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
What you got, Gib?
Give me Tommy. If he knows one thing, he knows how to write a movie. Just not good and not anything else.
He knows how to make words on page.
I will say, I think that's a good combo. Edgar Wright, Tommy Wiseau. I feel like Edgar Wright can really bring out that.
Actually?
With like he'll walk on set with like a chain and like a leash. He'll be like, okay, Tommy. That's what we're going to be doing, right?
Oh, hi, Edgar. All right.
It's talking.
Oh, Tommy. Like they always say, if you get enough Tommy Wiseaus in a writing room, you'll end up with maybe a page of a script.
You'll make an Edgar Wright script, yeah.
Yeah.
Or what have I done? And then like another year goes by, he's like, oh shit, like this is still a really bad idea. And then at the end he kind of learns, he's like, oh fuck, I shouldn't have done that.
So it's like, that sounds like a genuine good movie, honestly.
Nah.
I feel like that. You're like, nah.
No, it's not. It's critically reviled.
On purpose, though. Yeah. I don't think it's... It doesn't sound as bad as, like, other fucking movies, honestly. Yeah,
but it's Timothée Chalamet's The Monopoly Man. He's it's a musical.
Gun! Oh. In the past 420 years,
fair, good.
The galaxy has been healing. However, deep in the recesses of the Zeta Reticulum system on planet Earth, a new evil has emerged. Smeagol, a local tyrant, has conquered the neighboring systems of Splorg and Smegmars. They have seen...
Smegmars, Jesus. I'm
sorry. They have seized the milk reserves for the galactic Biden.
I love this because I forgot all...
Meanwhile...
Yeah.
Yep. Meanwhile, Rey has settled on Octo, the greenish-blue homeworld of the Jedi. It's incredibly appropriate. She has started a new Jedi Order, now called Ye Old Jedi Order.
Oh, that's great. You got them all excited.
All right.
Yeah, I tell you about it. We'll be right out. Just we'll be right out.
Yeah.
In just a second, breaks off chair leg, sharpens into a stake, tucks in cat leg. I do not like how this guy talks. I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
Sorry. I this did not feel good to me. You have garlic on you?
Yeah, I do. Here, I hand you garlic.
Oh my God, he's still here. Garlic. Oh God.
I didn't see him because you're looking in the mirror and you didn't see him behind you. Jesus.
Well, I haven't left yet. I never said I left.
So you say that you leave whenever you like enter or leave buildings?
Okay, well, I do like to say goodbye.
Okay, well, you'll see us later.
Is it time for us to go now, sir?
Here, real quick, I'm going to put my mascara on my lips. Don't question him. Lipstick on my eyes.
His face doesn't move when he talks. Don't question him.
Yeah, yeah, he's a little pale, too. I don't really like this guy. Keep our distance. You know, most game show hosts are kind of creepy, to be fair.
Okay, I can tell that you two are going to be a lot of fun. I'll be on the stage. Just go ahead and do whatever you need to do.
It kind of... They were talking about sending a... or posting a dick pic. And they were, like, made a joke about, like, shooting at, like, Tarantino or Kubrick. And it made me wonder, and so now I have a question to you, gents. If you could choose any director to like shoot a nude for you to send to someone, who would you choose? Which director, dead or alive?
Wes Anderson. I want him to make my dick look really like cute and whimsical and that's like, what I said. Very...
It's like in front of like a model like tech tower or something.
That's so stupid.
Like it's it's like lazily
a monument,
like
it's a fake monument in a fake town. Yeah. And there's like a toy car driving. It's like a roundabout. It's in the middle of a roundabout. It's so stupid.
Yeah. I imagine, like, I don't know if he's done shots like this, but, like, it's zoomed in to, like, it's, like, Bill Murray driving with, like, what's his name? Edward Norton. And it's, like, slowly zooming out. And then you see it turns into, like, a model car. And then your dick is just the monument. Like, Bill Murray. And you hear them talking. Nice. I was thinking Sam Raimi for myself because I want the, like, following camera shot. So it's, like, you'll see, like, you don't know what it is. Like, it's just roaming through the house or whatever.
It's going off through
your house. Yeah, and then it busts through a window, and then, like...
It's like, zoom in on your dick.
Yeah. And then Bruce Campbell, oh, God. And it laughs at him. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. What about you, Leg?
I'd probably go with John Carpenter.
Oh, such a good...
I would go with John Carpenter just because of the soundtrack. Like, just... I know he would have, like, a good synth going, and, like, it would be, like, a... Like, honestly, I'm hoping he would go with a They Live kind of shot, where it's just a dragged out slow one, and then he, like, zooms out.
There's, like, fog.
Yeah.
Or, no, not the fog. I was thinking the fog. Too.
He's got that, like, that tense, drawn-out
like,
kind
slow.
Of...
Just
zoomed like, in I... really close to something and backing out slowly to show you more of what's going on around...
Man,
you really are a true film buff. Mm-hmm. Going to the French surrealism cinema
films. Yes,
films.
No, it's one in like January. I saw like half the trailer, and I was like,
which half?
I'm fucking. I closed my left eye, so that half. And it was fucking hard to find, but I had to go to the Alamo Drafthouse in SF, which was actually, it was a pretty bitchin' theater. I don't know if y'all have ever been.
I've heard of it. That's like where they serve you food, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them do. But like, you can order food from the table. It's one of those ones too where they're like,
yeah, like from where you're watching.
Yeah, it's one of the ones too where that, like, it seemed fine. I didn't have an issue, but they were like, we'll kick you out if you go on your phone or talk. Kind of like mentality, but it wasn't really like
yes
at all. Yeah, if you look at us funny,
this theater, let everyone look straight. See, dude, yeah. Oh my god, that'd be my theater. Like, I stand at the bottom with the flashlight, like pointing at the audience, yeah, not at the movie because I don't want to disrupt the and they all just
keep,
like,
it well lit.
It's like they sit in like dentist chairs where like they have their heads kind of like lock into the
locked
scene.
In.
But the thing is, my tickets are $1. So everyone's
starting to feel like a Saw trap.
Yeah.
No, it's not a trap. It's not a trap. It's a fun experience.
Well, it's Clockwork Orange, like, if anything. The eyes open.
No, that's terrible.
Well, I would imagine, too, you're like, okay, no one sits next to each other. There's always a space in between, so you can't even, like, whisper to the person next to you.
You have to check in your phone at, like, a coat room, but instead it's just a phone room, and you have to, like, give it to them
phone,
and hand one over.
Your phone gets checked in. Friends can't sit.
People
next
start bringing
to each
extra
other.
Phones.
What you do? You put strangers next to each other so they don't.
Yeah,
talk.
Yeah. Strangers, it's like, always have to. It's like mix. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, okay, you look like you're boring as fuck, so you sit next to that guy. You look pretty chatty, so you go over there. Like,
ooh,
and loud dude, you're gonna go right in the middle of those three grandmas.
Okay. And before 5 o'clock, tickets are 50 cents. So it's the busiest movie theater, but they really fuck you over when you
it's like not enjoyable at all, like no laughing, no crying, no
it's like someone's just like, hey, get that get him
yeah.
Nothing too exciting apart from Godzilla.
Yeah, should we jump into our spoiler review and then our spoiler free afterwards?
Yeah, spoiler first, then non-spoiler.
Yeah.
First things first, Godzilla's gay in this one.
Yeah, I knew it. The moment that he came on screen, when he did that Z-snap thing, I was like, oh my god, are they actually going
to
do that?
He comes on, and then he goes to roar, and he just goes, yas.
Now, if you all vote for me, I'll I thought The Hunger Games was a pretty good movie, and you know, you've elected actors as presidents before, but what about electing someone who's seen a lot of movies before as president? I think that'd be that'd be pretty cool this time.
Wait, aren't you the, like, grandson of George Washington?
Yes! Yes, I am! You! Boy in the audience, thank you!
Me?
Yeah!
No. That wasn't me!
Oh, your voice changed!
No, that was me, Clint Torres.
That's interesting, because George Washington, the original George Washington, how many movies did he see? None. So, a great statement. A great statement from the new George Washington about the value of being one who watches.
It's Derek Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we were sharing with each other the Japan has, they got a big McDonald's Godzilla cross promotion going on right now. So, they brought back, funny enough, I think it's the Heisei suit, too. The Heisei suit is fighting a giant Mecha McDonald.
Mecha Ron?
In Japan. Like,
a Mecha Ronnie?
It's like the building, more so, right?
Oh. It's like the building, yeah. Because it's not a clown.
Like, literally, like a Mic-Mec.
Because,
ooh,
fun fact.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good one.
They actually, clowns are not really a thing in Japan. There's no, like, yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Well, then what is Hisoka in Hunter x Hunter?
I don't know, because I made it up.
Oh,
got yeah, I was gonna say, there's like, I'm like thinking of like three clowns, but actually, it's funny if you go.
Buggy, I was like, Buggy,
but I just thought of it right now, though.
One Piece.
Yeah, yeah, I was gonna say, but if you go dressed up in clown makeup, they actually send you back.
Like they won't let you off the plane.
Yeah, get back. Sorry. We don't believe in you here.
They'll let you get on the plane, but they won't let you off the plane.
Yeah, they don't tell you until you get there that you actually can't be.
I also love the person that's like dressing like a clown on the plane, like honk honk. Don't mind my big feet. I had to get another seat.
Mimes get very confused because then they have no way of explaining.
True, they're not like.
Well, mimes can't leave out of France. Actually,
it's illegal for them to leave France. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
that
every time
true.
They try to get through TSA, they like bump into like a wall that isn't there.
Mm-hmm. They start pulling things like out of invisible bags, yeah. And they're like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! You didn't check any of that." And then they send him right back.
No, no. And so what happens is they get through TSA, or they're at TSA and they take their bags and they put it. They put like a big heavy bag. They go.
Yeah.
And it passes through. It passes through, and then everyone at TSA is like, "Oh, this motherfucker has a bomb! Get him!" Yeah. And then they take
him. I love it if they walk
through. It goes
through
the X-ray, and they actually see the bag on the X-ray.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Damn it! I was gonna say, what if they go through the metal detector and it goes off, even though they have like no metal on them? It's like, oh, he's got a piece. Get him!
Welcome aboard the KDI 77, commercial flight from California to Japan. I'm going to be your Captain Dala, and I'm joined by my two co-pilots. If you'd like to introduce yourselves.
Yep, this is your co-pilot, Gym Leader Nate. We'll be flying at about 10,000 feet today. Anything from our other co-pilot?
Ding! Yeah, Gibbledang here, you know, it's gonna be a beautiful day today. We got a little bit of turbulence, but don't you worry about that, because at the first inconvenience, slight bump of turbulence, the cyanide capsules will be handed out, so you can go ahead and start taking those just whenever you get the, just a wee bit anxious.
Ding! When in doubt, the cyanide is always your way out.
Ding!
Yes, remember, you always want to give the cyanide capsules to the ones next to you first before you serve yourself, just to make sure it's a very thorough...
That's true.
That's true. and also I want to, you know, as we are flying to Japan, I just want to send a reminder to all clowns on the plane that you will be detained once we arrive, as clowns are not allowed in Japan.
That's true.
That's
true.
Mm-hmm.
Notoriously.
Unfortunately, you will be shipped off to the gulag immediately.
They will turn you into soup. They're going to turn you into clown soup. And our in-flight meal for the night is actually going to be clown soup. So take this as a warning.
Ooh, yum. If it tastes funny, then it's normal.
If it tastes funny, then it's a good soup. It's a good clown soup.
In case of an emergency landing, we have prepared holy documents from various religions underneath each seat. Please begin praying at your leisure. We probably won't crash safely. We're not very good pilots. Thank you.
Yes, and we'll definitely be crashing and burning. We definitely do that a lot.
Well, we cut to three gents in the airport. And then I got Miss Loomis, you know, Billy's mom, with the Donna Summers, Bad Girls, because, you know, she's a bad girl herself, and, like, she grew up listening to, like...
How does that song go?
isn't that the Price is Right?
I am a bad girl. That's my theme.
Yeah,
I'm such a bad girl. That is me. Yeah, I know the song.
Yeah,
and it's me, Donna Summers, and I'm here to say I'm a bad girl in a major way.
If there is a 4D Blue Beetle, it's probably that. They just give you a burrito while you watch the movie.
George Lopez sneaks in 20 minutes late, but he brings you a burrito. He's like, hey, man, I got you this burrito, fool. Hey, cabezón.
Sarasuke. Try this.
Hey.
I got this. Yeah. It's like shaking you.
This fool walks into the bottom of the theater. He's like, hey! Hey, Dala! Dala, where you at?
Yeah. Well, I was kind of thinking of like what I would want to see, and I came up with, I will say, this is a dumb idea, but I want to see it.
Hell yeah. Hey, no dumb idea.
Exactly. You know, we talked about like cassette futurism and then kind of like the Fallout like 50s version of that, aren't you? Like nuclear futurism or whatever, where the transistor was never made, so technology never advanced past whatever technology was in the 50s, and it was more nuclear based. Right. I want to go further back and go to caveman time. So everything's just rock based, but it's like high fantasy. They just live in like spaceships that fly.
The Flintstones.
So the Flintstones. Yeah, the Flintstones.
So I want to see Flintstones, but like in space and you know high fantasy version of it. Get it?
Ooh, like all the rocks are like magnetic and magical, and like because of the minerals and how it all interacts, they can make stuff out of just rocks and wood. And that is like machine.
There's like a dinosaur like spinning a wheel that makes the engine go or something, so they can like fly off to Mars and colonize.
They have like mechs that are just entirely made of like wood and rocks and vines and stuff. And it's like,
that'd be fucking great. It's like high sci-fi with like some deep commentary about like communism or some kind of like dystopian like you know, what is it to be a robot rock man versus like human, you know, like Detroit become human but with rock people or something. That's my pitch.
The story could like center around like there's like the human-esque figures that we would relate to who use all the magical rocks and stuff to make their technology, and then they discover rock people.
Perfect.
Who are made of rock.
This world is just expanding itself, dude. It's perfect. But that's what I want to see. I want to see rock spaceships.
All right, Captain Bunkus, you're going to be the first caveman to walk on the moon. Why don't you go ahead and put your rock helmet on?
Like they still grunt to each other for their language.
Come on, guys, come on, we're past this. All right,
make sure you get your military standard club.
You know I follow the ancient ways.
Yes.
Ooga.
He pulls out like a club. Cocks it. Just in case.
Grunkus, you're going to space. I don't think that you're gonna need the rock
just
gun.
Just in case.
I'm sorry, the shot rock
out there.
Yeah, maybe big
the shot rock
alien dinosaurs in space, maybe perhaps.
Okay, why are you guys talking like this? We are past
this. He's got like a sling with a rock in it, and when he throws it, it's like pew! Like it makes like a laser sound. This is starting to sound like the sci-fi movie. Like this started to sound like Bronco.
Dala kisses both Gibbledang and Gym Leader Nate on the cheek and sends them off with a smack on their butt.
We load into a rocket ship and get fired across into the sky and disappear with a ding.
Jesus. Yeah, they arrive. It's at a factory. There's posters taped on the wall. There's like curtains hung up to make like a maze. People that clearly are like dressed like actors that clearly don't want to be there. Both Gym Leader Nate and Gibbledang get one jelly bean and to get three licks on a Tootsie Pop each.
Oh my god, I think this is, it must be Willy Wonka's factory, but the Scottish one.
Hey, welcome. My name is Anne Dacroyd. I'm the host of Ghostbusters or Nostbusters. You must be the Gibbledang and Gym Leader Nate, eh? For this, our pilot game show.
Anne Dacroyd?
Yeah, it's Anne, yeah. Yeah, Anne Dacroyd, you got it. Nice to meet you.
Like A-N-N-E?
Or, wait, wouldn't it be Anne Dickroyd?
Wait, why would it be that? Why would my name not be just what my mom named me?
You tell me, man.
That's fair. Who is in this fighting game and why are they fighting? So
presidents.
So
Or holidays.
Wait.
Holidays.
Wait. Presidents was so good.
40 presidents.
Holidays is all so good. Oh my god.
You can do
okay, Gibbledang, actually Gibbledang, you be the final voice for the group because we're going to go around and then one person each gets to be like the final say.
Okay.
So for this one you'll have the final say on who the group of people is. So like we've got presidents, we've got holidays, so it'd be like the Easter Bunny versus Santa Claus
and Slender Man.
Yeah, let's see holidays.
Slender Man. Holidays. Yeah, let's see. So you'd still have like George Washington to represent President's Day.
So it'll be like it'll be like the Ash or the Pokemon trainer. That's the President's Day. Is that?
And it's the Statue of Liberty, and they send out different presidents.
Ooh, okay. Nice. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it's a holiday fighting game. The presidents are there too.
The presidents are there too.
I imagine
we have like the Cupid. We have the Cupid like baby.
Cupid
with firing arrows Cupid. For
Martin Luther King.
We have Boxing Day, Muhammad Ali. Which is like pretty strong.
Yeah, exactly. That just an actual fighter there who just beats the shit out of everybody.
Ooh. Halloween Mafia, dude. The Halloween Mafia
matches. Oh, yeah.
We could have our own characters in this licensed game.
Yeah. Nice, nice. And then even...
This one's an interesting one. Hunger Games Transformers. Oh,
man. I want to pick Hunger Games now, but I've never seen a fucking movie.
It does include District 10, the movie.
Shit, the one we came up with?
That's coming out.
That's hard, then.
It does.
Damn, yeah, because that's a really good movie. That makes up for all the other ones.
Mm-hmm. All right, so OJ Simpson, who's playing the titular?
Oh, dude, fucking Jonathan Majors.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
That is perfect casting.
Also, sorry, I had a recent realization. I want to run it by you real quick.
Okay, yeah.
So I was like thinking, I was like, instead of canceling people that like you know Jonathan Majors or like
put him on an island,
make Armie
him
Hammer,
yeah,
or is it Armie Hammer right? Is the guy that ate 10 Cannibal. Kids,
yeah,
yeah,
11.
Well, I was like, what if instead of that we just typecast them to the crime that they did? So it's like if Armie Hammer were to play Superman, he would have to be a cannibalistic Superman, or like Jonathan Majors would have to play so it's like. You get that good actor.
Yeah, from my real life experiences of eating children.
Yeah,
I really brought that to my role, and this is gonna be my last press tour.
Quick, Superman, help us! Hold on, I gotta eat these kids real quick. Then I'll get the Lex Luthor. Just give me a minute.
I'd love to see the director. That's just like I need to tell a Superman cannibal story.
Yeah, but I'm waiting for all the cocaine ones.
Yeah, true. Oh, there
strong.
Ooh,
that'd be fun.
Strong.
Strong. What was the Wizard of Oz guy made out of?
Lions. Yeah, lions. Damn it. I love that. It's like,
sons
I'm made
of bitches.
Straw, I'm made of tin, and I'm made of lions. Multiple.
And I'm the one that yells.
Okay. I think that weed smoke that you brought in, Gym Leader Nate, is starting to hit in.
It's really hitting. All right.
Next statement. It's hitting in. Yeah. Guys, the weed is hitting in.
Oh, you know it.
Tom, ooh, nice.
I forgot he was on there. I would have taken that too. I'm not going to lie. I straight up forgot he was on there.
Because women aren't the only ones who are caregivers, okay?
That's why Drew Barrymore was going to be my lead. He was going to be subversive. They were going to be lesbians.
Ooh, see, yeah.
Lesbian Western.
And all the men were going to be villains. That was the problem. Now I got to think about this.
I took the only other woman.
All right, next one. Soccer balls.
Oh.
You know, you're fun.
Is that a toy? I mean, I guess it's a toy, yeah.
Do you use toys in sports?
The ball itself.
Yeah, it's a ball.
Come on.
So does that mean like the
versus
the king from chess is also on here?
Pugs.
Oh, I mean, that's easy.
Pogs versus fucking, a soccer ball.
That shouldn't even be in there. The soccer ball shouldn't fucking be in there. All
right, so we'll vote it out.
Oh, so you can't play with a soccer ball?
I agree. The soccer ball that's not a it's toy. Not a toy. The pogs are a toy, so pogs moves on.
Oh, wait, okay, so yeah. Cards, MTG cards are a toy, and a Super Nintendo is a toy, but a soccer ball is it? I'm like, what?
No, I think we were on the level that MTG and games weren't toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I was saying they weren't. I said you guys said I'm pretty sure.
No, we're saying we would say technically counts. They are, but also like if we're not including them in this list, then ball doesn't go on this list either.
A ball? Like not even a regular ball? I don't know. Listeners, no, message me. Let me know. Are balls toys?
Here's a basketball hoop. How do you love this toy?
You can play with it.
The title of the episode. Cleats.
You can play with it.
You put these on your feet and you run around. It's a fun toy.
It's like, here's...
So, do we choose pogs or soccer ball? Like... I'm sorry. Like, which is moving forward?
Pogs. If nothing else, for the reason that you need pogs to... You need pogs to play pogs, right?
Sure.
You can... people have played soccer ball with... not soccer balls. You can use other balls and other things. You know what I mean? The soccer ball is not really the most important part of the game. The rules in the game is the most important part. Whereas, like, pogs, it's like you need the pogs. They're the toy.
I would argue you could do the same with the pogs, though.
I think
you
that's
just
the same
make your
thing
own
with the pogs.
Pogs or mean your own
what's the next
action
one?
Figures.
I think we've all kind of established that it's pogs. So
anyways, pogs
yeah,
move
let's,
on. Pogs move
so
on. So, anyway.
Pogs is moving on. I'm like, this argument is being lost. Again, listeners,
soccer ball.
Message, reply, are balls toys?
To young
balls
children,
are toys, and soccer balls are
to
toys.
Young boys, when I was a kid, it was, I never stopped playing with balls.
And if we do nothing, that's gonna be on our hands.
Look, I'm not Santa anymore. I'm just Klaus, the mall Santa. Now I gotta get back to work, so you leave me alone. I'm done with all that Santa mumbo jumbo.
No. The real Santa would never say that. Because Santa is responsible for the joy of millions. And as long as those millions remain, he has not lost anything. I'll be back. And you better think about what I said. And how you need to take responsibility for what's happened. Not just ourselves.
I'm not gonna be responsible for shit. Next!
Hey, it's me, Skylar.
Oh, no, no.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Yeah, it could be.
It's an adverb?
Depends on how you use it.
Pittsburgh.
Again,
green
a noun?
Ish blue.
Greenish blue. I'll accept greenish blue. That is actually an adjective.
Cornish game. And then
Cornish.
That's
game
also
hen.
Yeah. But not hen. Hen is the noun. Cornish game is the
so Cornish game.
Yeah. Sick.
He has to fight the house.
Nancy.
Yeah.
Nancy and her dad and sick. That's mine. Dibs.
No.
Oh, but then you have to have Johnny Depp in there, and that's not good. You don't want Johnny Depp in the mix anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, true.
He'll get his, like, 40 rings on, and then it's going to be a mess for audio.
And then he's going to hit somebody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
He'll have a, what is it, he'll have a pint glass of wine.
Yeah, poo bitter.
I was gonna say like Uranus is already fucking right there, but that's a little too obvious.
Well, that's
now we
he's
have
naked.
I think
right next to Uranus.
Yeah. Can you turn around?
Do you guys not want me to do this podcast squatting over my
please.
Laptop?
That's fine. Just turn around. I don't think you're gonna be facing us that way.
You know,
I like
said
looking
you
someone
gonna...
in the eyes,
I'm
not
so
the brown
sorry.
Eyes.
I just didn't know. I just
you know
didn't
you
know.
Said fair. You were gonna show us Uranus, but I don't know why I thought it was gonna be the planet. I guess shame on me.
All right, so I'm going to tap three lands, and I'm gonna play Salad Toss. And basically, I'm gonna make your creature toss the other one's salad, and that's gonna deal.
Okay. In response,
3 ranch points to him.
In response, I am going to pay 2. I'm gonna tap the 1 colorless and then 1 blue, and I'm gonna play Fraser Crane. Whenever an opponent attempts to toss your salad, create 5 scrambled egg tokens and counter the spell.
Do the scrambled eggs have to tap to activate, or do they just get to activate?
They just get
you
to activate.
Silly Bacas. Both of you Bacas. You activated my trap card. Flips over Yu-Gi-Oh card. No.
That's right. Yeah.
I have the fat ass summoning skull. He doesn't eat salad, so you can't. He won't even touch your tossed salad, suckers.
Good job, Dala.
Unfortunately for you, Dala. I have this trainer card, you know, so I'm going to play, you know, Professor Sycamore from Pokemon XY, and that will, that'll allow me to put your Summon Skull on a diet.
And I'm getting
my inner monologue.
He's going to be...
he played the card that I can't counter, the one card. What did I do? Maybe if I have the heart of the cards, I can draw a Metazoo card. For it's me, Dala.
Let's just keep naming the cards. Now the right way goes. Bike cards.
And now the real challenge is to try and name a single Metazoo card.
Give me a sec. Let me
write. For the Sony Spider-Vengiverse. Beginning what it. Would people would expect. Which is they expect if we were to reanimate all of our properties at once. Amazing Spider-Man 3, and we tease them with this by alluding to a Spider-Man movie when this Spider-Man movie starts. It's a new Spider-Man! Brand new!
I like it.
Our Spider-Vengeverse will have a new Spider-Man just like the MCU Avengers. It's the only way through. So this new Spider-Man will be fighting who?
Who?
Spider-Man.
Tom Hardy's Venom.
That's good.
So we bring in the Venomverse.
Another Venom, another Spider-Man, kind of. I like it.
We're going to bring it all in. All into the same thing. It doesn't matter how much funding we need to license these corroborations. Now, these two fighting will go public. They'll cause a ruckus of these two spider-like beings destroying large areas of the city in their clash. And through the grapevine, through a newspaper, a day 4 hours later, the Araña in Peru will learn of Spider-Man and Venom's clash.
I like this, all right.
Spider people in the city of New York, startling absurd. To the hidden people of the Araña. So they will take off to contact the spider people in New York. As they make contact with Spider-Man, they will teach him about the web of life and destiny. That, I'm assuming that's what the glowy thing is in Madam Web when I googled it. Am I correct?
We could always make it mean that, yeah. We can change the movie however we want.
I thought you ghost directed Madam Web.
Well, I didn't know what that was when I made that movie, so when we made the ghosty web with her powers, I didn't know that was a real thing.
And by ghost direct, you mean that means directing all the ghost scenes, right?
My great nephew informed me that there is a magical web already, so I think if we need to save face, we need to say that her water web spirit future powers... that I geniusly invented.
And you know what they say, with great nephew comes great niece.
That's very true. With nephew comes great uncle responsibility.
So
Dadala, you have Ice Spice, personal favorite of mine.
Let's go, yeah.
And Gym Leader Nate.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Karen.
The idea of
your choice, I guess.
I'll say. You have Karen. Hmm.
Just, yeah.
Hmm.
Would you like to go first?
Pass.
Well, I guess I'll go first. I will just keep it short. Is that Ice Spice, you know, said it best. You ain't even the shit. Or sorry, you ain't even the fart.
Okay. And then I'm going to need an object.
A Jeep Cherokee.
A Jeep Grand Cherokee. A 2008 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Perfect.
Honestly, every good movie has product placement. So,
like fucking Godzilla versus Kong, you guys remember that? Or Godzilla and Kong, where it just cuts to the Kong commercial in the middle of the fucking...
Oh, yeah, that one I remember. And they're driving
literally
it.
Literally just pulls up to the car commercial, so, yeah.
Like what? Give me three examples of gay things.
Butt plugs.
The three of us. Hey, y'all.
All your money is going to... Mm-hmm.
I could buy gay comics.
Prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Gay comics. Gomics, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And buckets of lube. That's where all your money goes.
Gay movies, goomies, goofies.
Goofies. Gay music. Yeah,
buckets of lube. I love that idea. It's like a pail, like a metal pail of just lube walking down the street. Like, all right, I went to the store.
Guys, you'll never believe they got it on sale. Not at the lube store.
I buy by the drum. You know, you got to be economical about this. Costco's got some great deals.
Yeah, dude. When you're ready, you just want to be able to dunk your butt in there and get going, you know? Doing pretty solid.
Yes, and now I'm going to turn to the family, to your little child. Hello, child. How are you today?
Hello. I'm nervous.
Okay. I move on to the wife, and I go, "Sister child?"
Yeah, but please don't kiss me like that other guy.
All right. I move away. So we're going on to round two. Like that other guy.
Yeah, the other guy. Oh, from, yeah. You know. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to say. You can't. Insert. And what is it? NDA. I can't speak.
I signed an MDMA.
What happened? I don't understand why we look like this. Gibble dang Dollar, what's going on?
Oh, neat!
I don't like that.
Hiya! There we go!
You got me!
And I don't like mine because I got the one with the thing in my ass.
We all have something up our ass!
Now hold on, if we're gonna be Muppets, we're all gonna have to get used to that.
Well, I mean... I guess I can. It's not the first thing that's been in my ass.
Oh. Well, I guess we just learned something about you, Dolla. I guess this is Dolla's second time being a Muppet.
I never said I was a Muppet first time.
Well, don't worry. That reminds me of today's special letter. A for ass.
Do we have a little boy on this show that we talk to about asses or something? Because I don't think we should do
Actually,
that, to
today we'll be talking to actor from the Marvel franchise, Jonathan Majors.
Hi guys, it's me, Jonathan Majors. Now,
I love that it's March right now.
You know, you're so scary in your movies.
Sorry, did I move too fast?
But you're so nice in person.
That's right.
So the world, there's all these different holidays and everyone has their own holiday and everyone's trying to figure out which... Shut up! It's my turn!
Anyway,
each holiday gets its own district, and they have to send somebody.
I'm so over this.
I could see
God
it.
Damn it.
I could see it coming.
And then they figure out who the best holiday is.
Holidays. Yeah.
And no one else can bring the cheese like I can.
What?
It was amazing.
That's not true.
He brings
in
the cheese.
In fact, everybody, I've brought cheese for everyone in the audience. Here.
And I got some sick-ass buns myself.
And,
turns around.
Oh my god, in a stunning turn of events, Derek Washington is throwing cheese cubes into the audience.
Ow, my eye!
And you shit, get ow, cheese. Everybody hurt. Check under your chair. There's
I'm lactose
there's cheese.
Wow, that's amazing. A stunning show of cheese superiority by Mr.
Washington.
Yes,
I came in last night and I put all the cheese underneath the seats and I stuffed my pockets full of cheese, but actually I went to Pick and Save about last week to prep for such a big purchase of cheese, and I went to the dairy section to buy the cheese.
I knew I should have brought my nacho cheese.
There is a young man who
must have
been having
that button again. Turn off the mic. There we go. All right. So we're going to go back over here, and we're going to get a few questions from our audience. So let's get the first.
Oh, I found the button to turn it back on, and so I found the man with the cheese.
Oh, wait, no, okay.
He was in the supermarket.
Damn.
Oh, God. Somebody just turned off the power to that booth.
That was weird. He fashioned his gavel into, like, a longer gavel so he could push it from afar.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
it's behind your back, but it's so long I can see it.
This man doesn't even exist. Don't trust what he says you did with your gavel. He's not even real.
Who are you at your core? We're going to be figuring out what type of creature you are. So if you both could roll a d10 for me.
Sure.
And
can we get like a
we're going to see
can we get a reading of our options?
Yeah, absolutely. So your options are: you could be either a human, a hobbit, an orc, a dork, a fork, an elf, a sky elf, a squirrel, a shork, or two dwarves in a trench coat.
I hope I get 5 or 10. Let me see.
Should have been two dorks in a trench coat.
Two squirrels
no,
and a dork.
No, that's a separate class. That's a different creature group.
Looks like I rolled an 8.
Number 2, I mean, I already know exactly what I would name this guy.
Ooh, name first, you know, okay.
This is Slick Willy.
Oh!
Slick Willy, you know, he...
My favorite movie, Godzilla vs. Slick Willy.
He has a little bit of an STD problem.
Oh.
It looks like...
it's so true.
Looks like he's contracted something.
Oh, what?
But,
what the fuck? What do you mean
still...
that's so true? What the fuck are
but
you
he's definitely Slick... He's still Slick Willy for sure. So...
Yeah. God damn. Sorry. When you said that, I had the same thought like when I was putting the PDF together.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, that's so good.
Dude, what?
Yeah, so
I need you didn't give me as much as you did with the first one. You just said he looks like
he's slick,
he's willy, he has STDs. That's it.
Yeah, you know, like he most likely has contracted warts of some kind.
Oh my god.
You know. I sure am glad the U.S. government was able to pass that specialty law that allowed snakes to fight in Vietnam with us.
Now, all right, Bartholomew, how do you think, you know, how do you think we're going to take out this threat?
All right, I got a special plan, all right? I've been working on this prototype for a while. You know bayonets that they put on the end of your rifle so you can stab people with them?
Yes, I do.
Now, get this, I invented a brand new type of bayonet. Now, this bayonet, it goes on your bullets, right? So that way, when you fire the bullet right before it pierces their skin, it's going to stab them. It's going to give them a quick jab.
Incredible.
Kind of open it up and give itself an entry point, and then it's just going to tear right through.
Absolutely incredible. You see, you always had a knack for bloodshed and violence. That's why I always gave you those weapons and guns every Christmas.
You flatter me, Santa. And I must say, the rocket launcher was a divine addition to my collection.
And I definitely appreciate the candy cane grenades you made me. Say, what other weapons did you make me?
Oh, don't you worry. First, we got your Jingle Bell bombs. Okay. All of these. See, the key to that is that every other one is a Jingle Bell bomb. The other ones, just bales. So you just throw some regular bales at them, and they're just like, why is he throwing bales at me? You toss another bale, all of a sudden, boom! That one takes off half their face.
My favorite, yeah, yes. Yeah. And what else did you make for me?
Hey, we got this goodie right here. I call it the sack trap. It looks like your ordinary present bag, but on the inside is nothing but active bear traps and barbed wire.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, nice. Get, epic. I'm back, y'all.
He's back. Yeah.
Side note, I'd love for like a movie pitch to start like that. Like, all right, so imagine we're at the trailer. All right, the movie's about to start. People are sitting in popcorn where Did I say people are sitting on popcorn?
Yeah, dude. That's how much popcorn. They're eating their chairs. They're there. They went just straight for the movie, for the trailer.
People are going crazy. They're so excited. They don't know. They forgot how. It's like they're going to the movies for the first time. They don't know what they're doing.
A pandemic just happened. And imagine
just happened. People are eating the chairs. They're sitting on the popcorn. The drinks.
This was a little later, but my favorite character became Spike.
Oh.
And then, yeah, I really just liked Spike just because simple mutant ideas.
Mm-hmm. But also, like, I think he was the audience surrogate in X-Men Evolution, I want to say.
In Evolution, the series,
Each, like, team always has, like, a audience, like,
audience surrogate.
Yeah, that was 100% Spike in Evolution.
100% Spike.
I remember being super disappointed with the way they portrayed him in X-Men 3.
That wasn't him.
The Last Stand. That wasn't him.
That's a different.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, my trauma is healed.
It's funny. It's funny because
that's fine then. That sounds amazing. I'm so glad it's not him.
People would be equally disappointed by who that mutant was supposed to be. Which is someone named like Kid Omega, who's like this psychic energy construct dude,
like not even
who they turned into quills.
To be fair, man. All right, so Dala, your turn. You can't pick two because it's already been picked. So give me a number between 1 and 6.
Dang, 2.
You lose. There actually wasn't a way to lose this, but you lost.
Yeah, you found a way.
Yeah, you found it. Damn. Sick. 2.5. So I get half of each. I'll do the 6.
6? All right. Your movie is going to be
I've seen.
District 9.
Oh, man. The alien
cool movie I've never seen. The one I've never seen.
So
okay,
this one's
going
to be about Napoleon Dynamite. We know.
Yeah. So yeah, there's an alien lands, and this fucking nerdy white guy with curly hair is like talking to him and trying to feed him human food. It's so stupid. He's like, what the fuck? I don't know.
He's obsessed with tater tots.
Clearly the aliens in District 9 love cat food.
Nah, now it's tater tots.
Yeah. Okay, so again, like I said, I didn't see District 9, so we'll call this one District 10. Nice. It's actually going to take place in the Hunger Games world, so it's like a crossover. Yeah. So he lives, the alien will live in District 10, which we all know is, because each district has its own, like, thing.
That's the butthole sniffing one, right?
Yeah, the butthole and love, like, you know, because, bouncer.
Oh, is this a third glove compartment?
Yeah, shit, it's in the trunk?
Shit, I was gonna say, it's in the trunk.
Yeah, it's weird, it's like each row.
Yeah, here, let me,
What's in there?
Here, I'm gonna pull down the back of the chair, the back seats, and I'm gonna go into the trunk. Yeah. Gotcha.
What's in there? Let's. I'll follow you. I'll crawl in.
Whoa! He's got like a little. Whoa! Wow! There's a lot more room in here. It looks to be like a bed and like a little TV and what seems to be like a mini fridge.
Does he live here?
This guy's actually got a really really nice setup. Yeah, it seems like he lives here.
Oh, fuck! You guys caught me. God damn it. Yeah, I live in my car practically. I'm married to my job, essentially.
Well, it seems like you live in your third glove compartment.
Well, I live in the trunk, too. I mean, the whole car.
And you have a car.
I live in the whole car. It's just, that's where I sleep. TV.
It's all right. It's
special. I mean, would you say you live in your bedroom or in your house? Because that's, you know, it's the same shit.
Well, unfortunately, a guy like me lives in his bedroom.
Yeah, fair. Nice. All right, gentlemen, so this is Stop Your Pokey Crying.
We will start off, Gym Leader Nate, you won the coin
flip. The easiest one of these games, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Gym Leader Nate, you won the coin flip, so you get to choose the generation. I will play a Pokemon's cry, and then contestants pokey in and take their guess, and whoever gets it right gets control of the board and gets to choose the next generation.
Absolutely.
So how would you like to proceed, Gym Leader Nate? You get...
Let's go third gen.
Third gen, it is. All right. Pokemon number one, and I can repeat it if you need.
I didn't hear shit.
Oh no!
I think this was the issue last time when we did the music episode.
Music one. Well, I can add here. Let me see. Does this work better?
No,
I didn't hear anything.
Damn! Fuck!
I heard nothing.
Wait, let me try this. Let me try one more.
Nothing.
Literally nothing. It's crazy. Are you actually playing something, or are you fucking with me?
Yeah. No,
I can't hear it either.
God damn it. Okay. That's so funny because we never got to this one in the Pokemon one.
That should be the clip.
Wow, damn, that was weird that we part was in there.
I still managed to lose that episode, I think.
Yeah, dude, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see what I could do? Look, I bet I could run as fast as the cars.
Oh, wow. That's so great, Sonic. That's so impressive. Wait, Sonic, come back. I have so many questions for you. Oh, I lost all my money on this date, and now I won't even get to talk to Sonic.
Oh, sorry about that. I just had to make sure I won, got a couple laps in. Hey, would you want a chili dog or anything?
Oh, yeah, Sonic, you know I want a chili dog.
Yeah, do you have, like 20 bucks or something?
Oh.
I just gotta go grab...
You know,
I left
you
my wallet at home.
Well,
I was
you
moving
just
so
back?
Fast that I left could my wallet.
You, could you just run back there and get it?
And leave you?
What you just did.
No, that was a different thing. I was trying to impress you.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm so happy I bought this date on eBay. Okay, here, you know what? Here, Sonic, here's the $20. Can you get me a chili dog, too?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, thank goodness.
Sonic is gone for 45 minutes.
Hey, he came back, though, apparently.
Well, hey, you're back. Wait, what? You've been gone so long.
They didn't have any chili
dogs.
Where's
my chili dog?
Oh. They didn't have any more.
So, what, did you get me something else?
Oh, no, so I bought a beer, but then I had to buy a second one, and then they took the 20.
What do you mean, they took it? They robbed you? They robbed Sonic the Hedgehog?
That's how the purchase worked. But then I drank the beer.
Where have you been?
Oh, I got lost for a little bit. I ran back home.
Oh, you didn't grab your wallet?
What?
You didn't grab your wallet?
Oh, shucks, I was just there.
Well. Listen, Sonic, I think I'm gonna go. This didn't turn out how I wanted it to go.
That's okay. Remember never to meet your heroes. By the way, can you take me home?
You can run home. My mom can only drive me. She's not driving you.
Martin Luther King will, inspire you to stop fighting.
And, oh, my God.
You automatically... You start to lose health.
Yeah.
But the more that he gets off a speech, the more that you automatically just decrease it. Oh, my health, it's sapping, and then you just die.
You have to do like speech combos, and it creates shields.
Yeah. Ooh.
Truth. Like spells almost.
And then, if you can't get around his shielding words, then you start losing stamina because he's draining you of your fight will to fight.
I'm maining Martin Luther King. It's a rat that it'll scurry along the floor and pick up nuts and berries and shit, and then kids will be like, hey guys, look, it's a frisbee rat, and then they'll pick it up, and what they'll do is they'll smash it flat, and then they'll chuck it.
Chuck it. I almost want to say that's from something too. Funny enough,
those are just ordinary squirrels.
All right, we are back to round two. Dala, how are you feeling? Mm-hmm. You look, you're sweating, you're bleeding. There's bodies all around you. The other contestants, you've managed to take them out. We didn't ask you to do that, but you did, and we applaud it.
Hey, but that sweat and that blood is it's on purpose, though. I will tell you that much. Good. You know,
it's better than sweating and bleeding on accident. Let me tell you. Dala.
Okay. So I was waiting for my intro.
Now, contestant number 10. If mm-hmm. either of you want to guess, you don't have to ask questions. You can guess right away.
I think we both have our guess. Yeah, I think we. Okay. I think yeah. we've got. I think. You want to say it on the count of three? Let's say it together.
All right. Ooh, wait, the question well, is wait. Which one though?
Yes, Dala. Do you want to ask your question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Contestant number 10. If they made a video game about you and it was a buggy piece of shit. what would be
that? No more questions. No more questions. Guess.
Oh, okay, nobody guess. Okay, I'll like be. Guess, yeah. I'll guess.
Ooh, wow, interesting.
Or do you want to do a 3-2-1 guess together?
Yeah, let's. I'm gonna tell you what. Let's both. I'll do the other one, and you do that one, and like we'll cover our bases.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I hope you both say it at the same time and know the one that you're thinking of.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, let's. Yeah. All right, ready? Three.
Exactly. Three, two, one.
Smeagol. Our golem.
Oh,
is
damn
that,
it.
That was golem, wasn't it?
I wanted you to...
Because Smeagol's the mean one. This guy seems mean.
Fools.
No. Smeagol's is the kind one. Golem is the mean one.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to default to Golem.
I guess because this is
so
the game.
I'm so sorry, guys. I am so sorry. But
that's
you know
right.
what?
I think it's a perfect time to jump into Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes, starring Marky Mark.
Marky Mark and the Funky Monkeys.
Right off the bat, to generalize things.
Yeah.
This was a great movie. I thought this was a great movie. I really liked it.
Let me check the check real quick.
I didn't think it was that bad. I don't know why you. I don't.
Okay, wait. Hold on.
No, okay.
I like
look,
it for.
Look, wait. As well, I will hold on but... first. Hold on first, but I just want to say.
Yeah.
I am a walking embodiment of a Tim Burton character, but I will say. He does have a lazy period, and I do agree with people. I basically agree with everyone when it comes to, like, where Tim Burton fell off. I think it was right after this movie. But honestly, this movie fucks.
I like this movie because I think it's really goofy. It's really goofy.
I remember
so little
from it, but I've seen this.
Bionicle, we got forgiven.
But I would love to see a soccer the movie. Soccer ball, the movie. Oh, you know, there'd be like a magic soccer ball.
Yeah.
So it's a magic soccer ball that like it's the first soccer ball
oh,
ever made.
Like my
oh yeah, yeah. It has like okay.
Yeah. So
it's like the spirit of the guy that made it or something.
It's got the spirit of the guy that made it, and it's like the dude's like great grandfather. And like he's a down on his luck like soccer player who's like trying to win the championship, and then he finds this old ball, and his like teammates are like, you can't win. This is all in Brazil. It's like
yeah,
you can't
obviously.
Win. That ball is so stupid. Like that's an old ball. And then the ball's like, don't listen to them, son. You could do whatever you want to. And when he first kicks the ball, like it flies around the city and stuff.
You know? It goes in the goal or something. It's like a Capri Sun commercial just fucking flying around. Just,
oh, dude.
That's
yeah.
going to be a perfect movie.
Yeah, that's the
soccer ball.
Have you seen that anime?
I just really enjoy media.
Do you have a favorite? Top 10, go.
Especially like...
Top 10 media is good.
What's your favorite media?
Well, my favorite media would probably have to be movies. For sure, film.
Sorry, the answer was Laserdisc.
Sorry, no, the answer was Laserdisc.
Laserdisc.
We were looking for Laserdisc.
Yo, I just saw a Laserdisc for the first time in Rasputin's. Oh, I never knew they were that big.
Yeah.
Well, did you take a picture of it?
Take a picture with it.
Whoa, look at this. Take a picture of me with the laser disc.
Yeah. Thumbs up. Look at my hand in comparison.
Look how old it is.
Also,
Joe Biden. I'm going to move him to the nice list and make him funnier. I'll be his PR guy.
Yeah.
Like, we'll have him on the podcast first, and then
I'm showing up at his door. Listen, Sleepy Joe, we gotta talk.
Yeah, wake up. Yeah, get you some caffeine in ya.
All right, come on, fat. Look, come on, let's keep going. Let's go.
Yeah, come on, old. Come on, old. Come on. Right, I mean, right,
come on, Joe Biden. Come on, dumb. Come on, dumb. Come on, stupid.
You don't want to see Water Wigglies the movie either? What the hell?
No, thank you. That sounds awful.
No,
Willem Dafoe is the soccer ball.
Ooh.
Don't What's worry, his name you is just like... have to believe in yourself, Johnny. Now kick me as hard as you can.
I'm Thomas Soccerthin, and I made... I think is Will Smith's Wild Wild West with the big fucking mechanical spider.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's the stupidest reason to have that. But that movie's not great anyways. But it's just...
Well, no, he had the spider because he was in a wheelchair. Duh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally. That's...
Because, look, dude, if you have... If you're... Because, look, if I was in a wheelchair, I'd be like, God, I wish I had legs. But what's the thing that has the most legs?
A
spider!
Oh!
A millipede. Yeah, or a millipede, even, actually.
Well... Okay, so first I would
think, in the West.
I would think millipede, but then I'd be like, I gotta think small first. I gotta hedge my bets. Yeah, maybe a spider.
Build up to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotta build up to it.
He only lived in the Wild
I'm already
Wild
in
West.
A wheelchair, so that's two legs.
You can only go with what he's seen, you know?
Yeah, exactly. True. There's no fucking True. Centipedes, millipedes.
Scorpions.
There's no such thing as a millipede in the desert.
Yeah. Take the day after tomorrow. And take it back to like
the day after tomorrow.
Take it to like the 90s and just be like, this is the future. This is from the future.
When Al Gore is running for president,
show
everybody
him
the day day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not just Al Gore, show him on TV have him like stand in front of it and then like pause it and like give a little like blurb about like exactly how the climate changing has caused this, and then boop, go back to
in the year 2024. A brave scientist named Jake Gyllenhaal will sacrifice himself to save the world. Time travelers from the future have sent me this data.
Next question.
Hi, question. I thought it was a very bold choice to kind of only have John Travolta as Snowflame sing his lines. At one point I thought it was distracting, but then you kind of settle into it after the first 10 minutes or so. But I think it was a bold strategic choice. Because nobody, the movie isn't a musical. There's no music or anything that he just starts singing. And it's awkward because there's no score in the background. Any reason in particular why you would do this choice?
No.
Yeah, next question. For the next role in the actor poll, we have stunt double. Who's going to be doing all the stunts for everyone in your movie?
The Rock.
He's taking the Rock.
He's taking his.
I know. We have Timothy. Now I wish I didn't pick him.
So imagine Every cut from Brie Larson, and then it's like the Rock falling off a horse.
Like a wig. Yeah. Yeah, so we have options available. Timothy Chalamet, Iman Vellani, Tom Holland.
Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet it is. All right. Jim Leader Nate.
Yeah. So I'm actually gonna take Iman Vellani here.
Actually. Oh my god. Oh shit. And then that leaves you, Gibbleding, for your stunt double.
Who's left?
So you have Chris Pratt and Tom Holland.
Chris Pratt
is going to be doing stunts for Emma Stone. Love it. And everyone else.
Damn,
for that matter.
Tom Holland's out of work again.
But he's going to be going like wahoo, like he's going to be doing the Mario voice.
He's going to be like I'm Garfield, I want lasagna. One of the gnomes is going to attack. Let's see how his attack goes here. not great. He is going to miss and land next to you, in between Gibbledang Fork Fighter and Squizzard Dala. Dala, go ahead.
I'm going to do a ghetto bird on my skateboard, and then I'm going to pull out my gun and shoot him right in the eye.
Don't look up moves. Don't look. Are you looking up moves?
No. Yeah,
it sounds like my
don't look up.
Are you on surfertoday.com?
No,
are you on
I'm
surfer
not,
today?
No. I'm a cool wizard.
No,
a cooler
you don't know
wizard.
Ghetto Bird. That's the one.
Do
I
you?
Know. I know you don't know Ghetto Bird. Yeah, I know Ghetto Bird.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.